Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome!
I came to play. There's a place to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to play.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavik, co-host, Ghetto G, other co-host, Psycho Killer. That was the Miz's theme, come to play, and, came to play, whatever the fuck you want to say. But yeah, what up, Chris?
Not much.
By the way, JR will be having a brand new promo pick here very shortly.
That's so.
I think so. Since I'm the one working on it.
Sweet.
So where the fuck is Ghetto at?
Who the hell knows?
You know, it's kind of funny how him and The Miz kind of share something in common.
What the hell is that?
Well, what's Ghetto's first name?
Yeah.
And think about what The Miz's middle name is.
I didn't even know The Miz's middle name.
Yeah, man, The Miz's middle name is Gregory.
And so is Gregory Helms.
Well, Gregory Helms is Greg is Hurricane's first name. I'm just saying, hey, The Miz and Ghetto have something in common. But yeah, man, I think you're gonna love the new promo once I get made.
I'll see you soon enough.
I don't know how Ghetto G's gonna like it too much, but oh well.
Nice.
Alright, so let me see my tracks uploaded or not. I uploaded a few some tracks to the soundboard just now. So I don't know if they uploaded or not properly, I should say.
All right, check it out.
One, two, three. Yep. Yep, bud. So let's go with the first one. This is Ice-T with Original Gangsta.
Original Gangsta. I used to listen to rappers flow, talking about the way they rock the mic at the disco. I liked how that shit was going down. Dreamt about ripping the mic with my own sound. So I tried to write rhymes something like them. My boy said, that ain't you, Ike. That shit sounds like him. So I sat back, thought up a new track. Didn't fantasize, kicked a pure fact. Motherfuckers got scared cause they was unprepared. Who would tell it how it really was, who dared? A motherfucker from the West Coast, L.A. South Central, fool, where the Crips and the Bloods play. When I wrote about parties, it didn't fit. That was the real shit.
OG, original gangster. 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 OG, original gangster.
When I wrote about parties, someone always died. When I tried to ride happy, yo, I knew I lied. Cause I live a life of crime, why play it blind? A simple looking anyone with 2 cents with no I'm a hardcore player from the streets, rapping about hardcore topics over hardcore drum beats. A little different than the average though, jet you through the fast lane, drop you on death row. Cause anybody who's been there knows that life ain't so lovely on the blood so fast track. That invincible shit don't work, throw you in the joint, you'll be coming out feet first. So I blast the mic with my style, sometimes I'm ill and other times buck wild. But the science is always there. I'd be a true sucker if I act like I didn't care. I rap for brothers just like myself. Days by the game in a quest for extreme wealth. But I kick it to your heart and real. One wrong move and your cap's peeled. I ain't no superhero, I ain't no Marvel comic. But when it comes to game, I'm atomic and dropping it straight, point blank and untwisted. No imagination needed, cause I lived it. This ain't no fucking joke. This shit is real to me. I'm Ice-T. O-G.
O-G. Original gangster. O-G. Original gangster. O-G. Original gangster. O-G. Original gangster.
2 weeks ago, I was out at the disco. Two brothers stepped up to me and said, hey, yo, Ice, we don't think you're down. What set you claiming? E drew the Glock. Yo, my set same and dumb motherfucker try to roll on me. Please, I'm protected by 1,000 MCs and hoodlums and hustlers and bangers with jerry curls. We won't even count the girls, cause they got my back and I got theirs too. Fight for the streets when I'm over a Donahue. They try to sweat a nigga, but they just didn't figure that my wit's as quick as a hair trigger.
He's not your everyday type prankster.
I'm Ice-T, the original gangster.
OG, original gangster. OG, original gangster. Original gangster, OG, 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 original gangster.
So step to me if you think that you're ready to. Got on your bulletproof when mine's going right through. This ain't no game to me, it's Hall of Fame to me. Without respect from the streets, so I don't claim to be the hardest motherfucker on earth. Catch me flipping. I can even get work, but I don't flip that off, and there's a coffin waiting for the brother who comes up soft when the real fucking shit goes down. Take a look around, all the pussies can't be found. They talk a mean fight, but fight like hoes. I'm from South Central, fool, where everything goes. Snatch you out your car so fast you'll get whiplash. Numbers on your rooftop, but when the cops is past, gangbangers don't carry no switchblades. Every kid's got a Tech 9 or a hand grenade. 37 killed last week in a crack war. Hostages tied up and shot in a liquor store. Nobody gives a fuck.
The children have to go to school.
Well, mom's good luck, cause the shit's fucked up bad. I use my pad and pen, and my lyrics break out mad. I try to write about fun and the good times, but the pen yanks away and explodes and destroys the rhyme. Maybe it's just cause of where I'm from. L.A., that was a shotgun.
OG, original gangster. OG, original gangster. OG, original gangster. OG, original gangster. OG, original.
And we are back. We got 910. What is this? We got calling out of North Carolina. Maybe they don't want to talk, but okay. But yeah.
Patrick and Brittany.
Wait, what about this?
It's Patrick.
What up, Patrick?
What's up, bro?
Hey, Ben, chilling.
Our phone was on mute. My bad.
It's all good, man. Chris Bunn.
Yeah.
I think you've earned your stripes by now, by the way, man.
Oh, great.
Ouch.
It's a good thing.
What the hell is about to happen?
Although if you fuck up again, you won't ever get it again.
Ah, I got you.
So you earned your stripes back.
And so fucking up again would be, for example, when I have that CD by that dumbass the Joker, putting that on the soundboard, right?
You put that up on the soundboard, you'll never get a fucking password ever again.
I know that. And I would not put that shit on the soundboard because why the hell would anyone just put a diss CD on a soundboard? That's just sort of pointless.
Why the hell would you play the Joker in the first place?
Well, good point.
I mean, come on. I mean, think about it, man. Think about like half the motherfuckers you've had up on here. Even Trips has agreed the dude sucks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why in the hell would you ever want him? Like, why would you even put him up on the soundboard in the first place to listen to him?
Yeah, and hell, I mean, that's just an artist that just doesn't need to be on the soundboard.
And that's just an artist that just needs to be shot in the head and left for dead.
Pretty much.
So, Joker, if you're listening, you'll never ever get airplay up on Juggalo Rider Radio. But, yeah, Patrick, you got anything you want to hear? If not, just you can just chill back and just check us out, man.
Maker.
Nothing at the time right now.
Alright. Oh, I do got some shit that I uploaded. So let me get to that shit real quick.
Alright.
By my boy Trips. Let me see if I can find it. Make sure I actually upload it to the soundboard properly.
Brittany wants to know, do you upload them music videos like I do on YouTube?
No, we do not play music videos.
Alright.
Yeah, no, this is just a plan. This is just a regular radio station, man.
Alright, man.
But there we go, my boy Trips. This is off of Trips Tape 3, Washed Up, Hater Guts. Here we go.
Every song that I spin, I'm here to take your position. Here to take away your business, here to take what you're given. Yeah, I used to pop guns for breakfast. Now your new shift make me wanna throw up my breakfast. It's time I left, you lost your game. Replace homie with him, both sound the same. For real, you might as well write a track. You need to clean up your act, let me recommend Ajax. Gatex, Kanye, serious. I guess jealousy will make you delirious. I still can't figure this, why you think that you can? To be honest, I really feel sorry for your fans. You can attack who you want, but the skill's still bad. It's like playing the guitar, but you ain't in the band. Say you a man, but I think you got it wrong. Early girls don't jealousy that strong. You watch up, please put down the mic. You're a disgrace, now at least consider your mind. You watch up, please look at the light. I'm sick of lame off rappers who are saying that's hard. You watch up, please put down the mic. You're a disgrace, now at least consider your mind. You watch up, please look at the line. I'm sick of lame ass rappers always saying it's hot. I represent the core. If you did J Hex, then you did ring a J. Drip some wax, I know you're upset. Cause your name sounds similar, but J in a project. Go figure, you can act bigger, but you're really not at all. There comes a point in life when we all gonna fall. It's about that time. I know you might have hustled, but you bring it on yourself. Let me burst on your bubble. I'm looking for the trouble. I never act subtle with the beef with the cheese, and I bring it on a double cut. What the fuck's with that? I come up with better titles when I piss on Jack. They say my mind ain't right, and I guess I agree. Once again, I'm for myself, there's some whack MCs. There's no need for promotion. You know you're washed up like dead sharks in the ocean. You watch up, please put down the mic. You're a disgrace, now at least consider your mind. You watch up, please look at the light. I'm sick of lame off rappers who are saying they're tired. You watch up, please put down the mic. You're a disgrace, never leave. Consider your mind. You watch up. Please look at the light. I'm sick of lame off rappers always saying it's hard. You can make a mixtape, half-ass recordings. Used to have energy, now your flow's boring. Legend in the game, but I think that you are. But somehow, you seem to think you're a star. Reality check, yeah, we're back on earth. You're the same as every other soul's worth. It's a man might be known, have you ever rocked a show? You're just another joint with a half-ass boy. The way you talk shit, you really got me puzzled. I spit it so sick that they want my mouth muzzled. I try to be nice, but then another jump straight out of the hole. So I let the gauge pump. Aim for the vital, here for the title. Sorry to the fans that are shat on your idol. I didn't really want it, but you gave me no choice. That's about making music that ain't just noise. You watch up, please put down the mic. You're a disgrace, never leave. Consider your mind. You watch up, please look at the light. I'm sick of lame off rappers who are saying they're tired. You watch up, please put down the mic. You're a disgrace, never leave. Consider your mind. You watch up, please look at the light. I'm sick of lame off rappers who are saying they're tired.
are back, and I guess we lost Patrick.
Yep.
Well. Oh, at least we had one listener so far.
Yeah, and actually, I know that is, or that was one of my friends, like, I guess, husband, or whatever. It was her and her husband calling in.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I had no clue who the fuck she was, or him. I don't know, he said Patrick. That's all I know.
Yeah.
But, let's see. Uploading another track right now.
Right. And because I just, you know, signed in to the thing, I put it on, you know, automatic sign in. So, yeah. So I don't have to, you know, remember the password.
Yep. Unless I change the password, then you'd be fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you probably get to tomorrow night just to fuck with me because I told you I'd put on auto sign in.
But since Ghetto G's not here yet, time to torture you.
Ah, crap.
And I just fixed up my fucking headset, so I'm all set to go for this shit.
I knew it would come to this.
Well, if you never said anything about it.
Hey, I didn't say anything about it on here. I said something about it on Facebook.
Yeah, but however, you still said torture.
Yeah. True enough.
So you kind point, of
do you love the part where it's saying, yeah, and next we know, daily tag team champions, Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez. Did you laugh at that sarcastic comment?
I'm still saying it's going to end up being The Miz.
And Tina.
Is that? Or The Miz and El Loco?
Yeah, funny thing was, we were both saying this stuff like, I was like, damn it, I knew Ricardo was wrestling with a mask. And
yes.
Basically, I thought it was on SmackDown. But it was on whatever. That minor
yeah.
show that Team Ghetto don't watch.
Yeah, that hasn't aired yet. But that more likely that would be airing this Saturday. So get ready for that shit.
If I am paying any attention to it and I'm off at that time, I'll pay attention to it.
But here we go with Chris Webby, Teenage Mutant Ninja rapper.
Yup, I'm back. Round two, motherfucker. Chris Webby. Yo, it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja rapper you don't wanna start, bro. The combination of Donatello and Leonardo, Michelangelo and rap rolled into one. With the knowledge of Master Splinter, so Shredder is done. Copping pizza by the box, I'm the new creature on the block. No beating what I got, and I'm heating up the spot. The way I rip it on the mic, even Jesus gotta watch. Reaching to the top, battling the villains in a court case, cause they trying to send me to prison. I'm the illest white dude that you never heard. I'm the shit, for lack of a better word. I'm a dog like a boxer or a pug, about to make a splash in the game, got water in a tub. And I thought you were a thug, but then they scared to battle me, cause I could squash them like a bug. Mixing 5-hour energy with Hennessy, mind so fucked up I can't even remember me. Spit a dope with rhyme, homie, I am so defined. Rolling up more joints than a cobra's spine. I am the master of the metaphors. Rip it from Connecticut, Australia to Ecuador. Settle scores, easy. easy, I do not try. I just put one in the air like carbon dioxide. I'm Popeye after digesting a can of spinach. I'm handling business, they more intersect than you can in a minute. Animalistic, you cannot attack this. One punch make them backflip, the fuck off the atlas. I'm a Tempur-Pedic mattress, I leave an impression. Danny Glover with the lethalest weapon. Come back and I got to get it. Joints roll so big, you think a Rasta did it. Sipping on some jello shots with some vodka in it. Known for notoriety, I'm Big Papa with it. So now listen up to your boy, rolling up, kick your feet up, sit back and enjoy.
And we're back.
That was a quick track.
Yeah, it was quick. Meant to be quick. But,
And I'm at that oh fuck moment when I just realized I have to, like, read 7 chapters of my speech book for a quiz tomorrow.
Okay.
Kind of sucks, but whatever. Last time I'm slacking.
But, hold on. I'm trying to get my ass up this fucking hill.
Yeah.
Which ain't easy, it's not an easy feat to do. Yeah, you might want to play a track.
Oh, I totally forgot I could do that. I just thought I was like walking away about to go get something to drink. And Ghetto was actually called in.
What up there, Ghetto?
Turn it off.
You don't worry, Ghetto. I'm only doing this to Twitter, Chris.
Well, you must have been doing it for the past 26 minutes.
Yeah, just so that Chris can now see the soundboard.
Oh, yeah? How'd he become so special?
He just became special. Just for the fact, you know what, I figured he earned his strike back.
Mainly because you're lazy and you want to play a video game, is what you're telling me.
No. I'm only doing this to torture the fuck out of him.
Man, you ain't torturing him, man. He could play track after track after track now.
Yeah. Like this.
Ain't no way you got to stop this sickness from the deepest, darkest part of the recycle. I must get so get your sushi, dig me, A-B-F-O-L-U-T-E-P-O-W-F-R. See me clowning, look at all you play, I hate us frowning. Raw, God said kill them all, text backs to the wall. Fighting for my life and I'm a bug back to the mall. And I ain't even slinging them things, I'm hollering 187 if you're tripping with strings. I'm really real with, like my homie A-Z, they deal with it. Pushing and pulling, fighting for the meal ticket. In a minute I'ma do it like a villain, I'ma get him in the middle of a bomb. Put him on the spot to the phone, go pop in the bay, never have another qualm. Tag nizzle, when I'm fizzled, it's who be you. Rolling with Dave Trap, Violet Brown, and 3DQ. Hooty who, for those who not knowing that Mizzou's true. I'ma tell you like the sweetest would say it, so be cool.
so we constantly grinding.
I've been in the game 16 years making rap tunes, raising hella havoc up in the classroom. Now in 02, you can watch me clown and diamond shine and watching DVDs on the hockey touchy.
It's all Jesus.
Now I kick the crowds pumping, they jump and get back to the telly. We rolling and sticking something right into the main line. Absolute power is having Halle Berry and Julia Lewis at the same time. Oh, that's how strange niggas run. Listen to the villain with a gun associated charm.
You are close to the end.
We're not done. The text just began, begun, beginning to begin to have. The curse is trying to put me in the hearse. But I will not tumble first things first. Took a lot of shit and I can't take more. Fuck Jay Ferris and everybody down with him and fuck Jay Gore.
The hell? Well, that Dinner in a Movie CD was hard.
Yeah.
Never really listened to that, the next one.
I have it. Somewhere.
I have it too, just sitting on my computer.
Yeah, I mean, the track with Tech got better on the second one. I'll say that.
Just like how I got that Young Bleed Dudes CD. I listened to it, I was like, man, I do not like this at all.
That was the one dude I was thinking of getting, but I was just like, I didn't really like his sound on it. I was like, okay, fuck this shit, pass.
I got it for free, man. I just wanted to check it out and shit, and Nick Rage got him on a track and shit, so I was like, maybe he's somewhat decent.
That's just one dude I can never get into, honestly.
Ooh.
Well, that's pretty much why he's really not there anymore.
Yeah, that's why he got dropped.
Because they figured he couldn't sell anything, so they just dropped him.
Yeah, I actually remember asking Tuck on that last time we interviewed him. I asked him, so what the hell's up with the strange whatever lane thing? Like, I asked him that. Like, is that dude Young Bleed still even on or what? And he's like, nah, we dropped him and there's actually no artists on it as of right now.
Yep. Now they got the rich dude on Strange.
Which, I mean, that definitely is a dope dude.
I don't know, man. Some of his shit's alright. But it seems that they've been working together for a while now.
Yeah.
And mainly because that dude raps fast, so I guess that's what caught him.
Yeah, probably because he's one of the choppers or whatever, and isn't like an arrogant one who wears a fucking jester hat.
Somebody just end that dude already, so we ain't got to hear about him no more.
Yeah, literally.
That dude's trying to start beef with people, man, with that will never respond to him.
Yeah.
Like Tech.
Yeah, and I was actually listening to the Gruesome CD, that whole thing of 32 track CD or whatever. And I actually heard that track, the one that had him and Tech 9 on it. God damn, that track's sick.
Who, Gruesome and Tech 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, we have to have a track up on the soundboard between Gruesome and Tech 9.
I'll check if that's the same one that was on the EP, but I'll play that right now.
Possibly.
I was going to check it first, alright?
Just play it, fool.
Yep, it's the same track, and here we go. Gruesome, Tech 9, Where's My Head At?
Tech 9 and Gruesome. Shit. We're not one-dimensional, we're three-dimensional, you know what I'm saying? We boldly go where no motherfucker will ever go, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, baby.
Everybody got a misconception of the shit that I be doing. I'm catching the gray out of their eyes when I be riding through it. They hoping I fail and maybe die for rhymes that I be spewing. They sick of the wickedness headed into the business that I'm pursuing. But they can all stare all day at my ball bear. Because the way that they single me out is not at all fair. Is it because I got a love for violence and I never gave a fuck and I cannot be silent? Apparently I ain't doing it right. Whenever they hear grew on the mic, it's sticking and talking about sticking my dick in some shit that's infected, but doing it tight. Flipping the range and shooting a minute is probably something that you really like. I could just give in and live how you're living, but me, I'm resisting and choosing to fight. So all of them talking, lips and gawk and eyes can all be this. I'll show them what darkness is and welcome them to the apocalypse. If they want to bark at this, I'm turning them all into carcasses. You represent normal shit, I'll just do me and I'll be sick. My friggin' shit's a little bit different and I guess that they look monotony, but there's not in me, they're against that. Wide eyes pondering why the fuck I just said that. Looking at me wondering where the fuck is my head at. My friggin' shit's a little bit different and I guess that they look monotony, but there's not in me, they're against that. Wide eyes pondering why the fuck I just said that. Looking at me wondering where the fuck is my head at.
And I ain't never been treated as an equal.
full of lethal. This world revolves around evil. Born different, daddy swore the liquor went down toward a liver and found a cord and it's ripping it for to Marty Khalifa. From a snorted urethra, and it started the creature, but in the heart is a preacher. So this makes the good and the bad do a head on collision, and this means I'm radical with my ideas and decisions. I don't fit in, cause I don't kiss the ass to fit in, but I'm not the psycho with the rhymes I'm sitting within. But my appearance makes it hard for my music. They say it's dark and they choose to get way apart cause they lose it. The radio wax legal, they say that I'm dope for my rap evil. Didn't say it won't appeal to black people, but I'm a nigga, plus a strange nigga. But pain givers so much pain, feel like they wanna hang Miller. Fraudulent gangsters, thank God that I ain't ya. All your broads are in danger for the slip knot up and hang ya, cause it's a sad fact. Amateurs really try to dead rap, at least that's what Gruesome and Nina's head sat.
A bit different, and I guess that they look monotony, but there's nothing me there against that. Wide eyed wondering why the fuck I just said that. Looking at me wondering where the fuck is my head at. My bringing shit looks a little bit different, and I guess that they look monotony, but there's nothing me there against that. Wide eyed wondering why the fuck I just said that. Looking at me wondering where the fuck is my head at. You see the way I am, but what did you expect from me? I'm next to 7X to get my check, so rest in peace. Yes, I recommend you let me in, or let me speak. I came to set a trend, we're teching them, so let's just see. How far I'm willing to go to get my skrilla or bread sack. I'm not your average with my cabbage on my head at. But like a savage, it's established, you's against that. Then let's attack them, body bag them to contest that. Get on the level with devilish minds, check them and wreck them with tech of the nine. Is that a tech of the devilish minds, just to protect what I said in my rhyme. Stop, Midwest invasion of the best, you best appraise them. Better get with the next sensation, better yet what you say, man. To me or anyone that I ever met with a high spit, you only hate what you can't beat because you not shit. So keep that nonsense, see yourself or get bomb threats. That's the way your grandma's at, homie, know that you caused that. My bringing shit looks a little bit different, and I guess that they look monotony, but there's nothing me there against that. Wide eyes wondering why the fuck I just said that. Looking at me wondering where the fuck is my head at. My bringing shit looks a little bit different, and I guess that they look monotony, but there's nothing me there against that. Wide eyes wondering why the fuck I just said that. Looking at me wondering where the fuck is my head at.
We are back. So, what'd you think, Edo?
Man, I don't know, man. Sounded just like a damn tech track. That dude was barely in it.
Kind of agree that tech were overshadowed Gruesome, but still, I mean, they did make a dope collab.
Wasn't that bad, though, yeah. I just thought it was going to be, like, featuring Tech N9ne, but he pretty much did everything.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, man, isn't that Cut Calhoun CD coming out Tuesday?
I'll check quick. Just give me a second to finish Facebook's message.
I swear it comes out on the 2nd, right? I don't know. He just dropped that video for that bottle service song. It's pretty decent.
Well, I'll check right now quickly, because I have Facebook open like 5 times for some damn reason.
The fuck are you doing over there?
I have no idea. Is that open like 6 times for no damn reason?
And the only time you need to do something like that is whenever you need to copy a bunch of links and shit.
Yeah, pretty much. But let's see. Strain Music Discography.
Isn't there like a big banner that says like 10, whatever, 2012?
I'm looking at it, and yeah, his EP is supposed to drop the 2nd.
Yeah. So, hopefully somebody puts that up tomorrow night.
Yeah, and one other thing I noticed is Stevie Stone has an EP dropping the 23rd, and Peck has an EP dropping the 30th, apparently.
Of this October coming up?
Yeah.
Tech N9ne just dropped an EP.
Yeah, I know.
See what I mean? Too many CDs.
Exactly. And Chris Calico and Prozac have an EP that's supposed to drop sometime this year, but no release date yet. Just 2012.
I've never actually bought a Chris Calico CD.
I bought one of them.
I've only ever really liked one, and I was at Shock Therapy or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that was a dope one. I didn't really like listening to that one completely, though.
And then that Sick EP was alright, too.
Yeah. So, apparently, Prozac, Ritz, both have CDs coming out sometime in 2013. Says Crew and Tech N9ne have full CD coming out March 2013.
Now, here's the question.
So,
Ghetto G. Hold on.
Do you remember that fucking Blade Trinity movie that I just said, the bootleg?
Can't you talk to me when you're not pissing?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you in the urinal next to me.
How about we go listen to the track so we don't have to hear him pissing anymore?
Anyway, what about this Blade Trinity movie that you downloaded?
Yeah, I had to delete it.
And why is that?
Because it was in French.
Learn French.
Didn't they have subtitles?
No. It was all French, no subtitles, so I deleted it. It said, fuck you, I'm going for English.
Yeah, fuck you, I'm going for English. But what freaking CD is that Bunk Rock Bitch song on?
I think it was Feature Presentation.
Was it?
I think.
Because that's been bothering me, man. I'm like, what the fuck CD was that on? But I got the song and shit, but I'm just like, what the fuck CD is that on?
I mean, I can, like, look quickly when... I mean, I'm on a Strange Music Discography, and I think it was that one, but I'll just check quickly.
I mean, because that's the CD I have, is Feature Presentation. But then I got the bootleg copy of Raw and Uncut, which was actually a really good CD.
I need to find a way to get this fucking track again because it'd be perfect for the fucking mixtape.
And what's that?
Devil's Hand by Shotgun Opera.
Well, where did it go?
It was in my old email, but because I don't know the password for that shit.
Don't they got it on the Reverb or something?
Not for free download. That's okay. As long as Eli has his fucking same number, I can text him and I'll hit him up and have him send me all of Shotgun's music again.
There you go.
But there we go. Shotgun Opera. This is Devil's Hand.
Forgive me, Father.
I'll be back. What y'all think of that track?
Whatever. No, it was a pretty good song.
Yeah, man. I've got a few of the tracks left of them, but that's only because of the fact, you know, we featured them on like 3 mixtapes. Other than that, yeah, I don't have anything else about them. Right, you know, like I just figured, the title of a track like Devil's Hand, I just figured that'd be perfect for a Halloween mixtape.
I don't know, it wasn't really horror felt.
Unless we recycle a track and use Costume again by them.
Yeah, you could put that on the bonus.
I'm down for it.
Don't really need it to be on the main CD again since it was there last year.
That's my point right there.
So how many tracks do we have now?
22 still.
22 still?
Yeah.
Well, out of those 22, or whatever, narrow it down to 80 minutes, and then whatever doesn't make that cut, throw it on the next CD.
Do that.
For the bonus thing is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we can do that. I'm down for that.
So
that actually sounds like a smart idea.
So pick the tracks that you want to be on the main album, and whatever you don't want there, we'll slap on the bonus thing. And
all
like right. Like I said, we'll do an extra 5, maybe 10 extra songs.
Yeah, we can do it that way.
But as
hey,
for that,
L Train.
But as for the This Is Our World Part 2, I got at least 3 tracks to put on that so far.
Hey, we can definitely do that. I'm definitely looking forward to getting that put out there again.
We could, well, they're mainly Juggalo based songs.
Oh, yeah, I figured that, yeah.
Like Shadows of the Undead, Juggalo After Party, Butcher Knife Bandit, Me and My Juggalos. I'll throw a Little Psycho on there with his Living His Life or whatever.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then put what's his name? Wicked One or whatever. That Kid Calico dude off Facebook with his Strange song. We're going to put that on there.
Yeah. And I walked into a fucking mine. What the hell is that on my ass? But, so for This Is Our World, like, how many tracks are we going to go for?
I don't know, man. We got 4 right now.
But yeah, so I mean, like, we got 4 now, but, like, we got to figure out, like, how many we're going to go for to complete the entire mixtape.
Well, we really don't need that many, so I'd say at least 15.
Yeah, we could do that.
At least 15, 16. We need to stop making CDs that are too long and you can't even, like, burn a CD if you wanted to.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that whole mystery box I put out there, man, fucking 29 tracks.
Yeah.
And just like, I was looking at that highs and lows thing that I just put out there or whatever, and I realized I missed a track, so now I got 24 tracks on that.
Oh, that happened.
I was like, how the fuck did I miss this song? Because I was going through all the damn songs and shit I just got laying around.
Well, I mean, if it happens, it happens.
But, yo, how about apparently Boondocks and shit or whatever was trying to scam people and shit or whatever and, you know, pretty much take their money and then, you know, not show up for shows like the one here?
You serious?
I don't know how truthful it is, but the dude that's running it, he said that's pretty much what happened because they said they're not going to return the money because, you know, they obviously weren't going to do the show. But they're not going to return the money that, you know, that they sold the tickets and all that shit. That they got
Damn.
Paid with.
Well, that's fucking... Oh, that's kind of fucked up. Oh, well.
Yeah, it sounds like Boondock's going to lose a lot of fans here.
Yeah, dude, man. Like, yeah, he's just going to fuck people over like that, though. I mean, they were talking about rescheduling and shit, and then they had a date, and they said they wouldn't allow them to release the date that they were coming back. And, that they weren't going to return the money and that they wanted more money to do with the show and shit. And they dropped, like, half the acts on the show.
Damn.
Like, they dropped what's that people's name? Chop Shop? And then, like, Dark Ave?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man, if that's really what's happening, shit, man, that's fucked up. What the hell's Boondocks doing?
Yeah, and the one thing I'm going to say is that feature presentation, he did have that song on it, and the new song, or new EP by Tech N9ne, is called Boiling Points.
Boiling Points.
Yep.
That used to be a MTV show.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember that. And the funny thing is when you remember that.
Because I used to watch that.
We all remember it. That's the funny thing.
Boondocks fucked up.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing, David?
Yeah, David.
Speaking of which, remember whenever Lyrico put his name out there like that?
Yeah, that was even more fucked up.
So, did you ever hear that song that they supposedly did?
No. Did you?
No. I still kind of want to hear it. Where's it at?
Fuck if I know.
Freaking Razakel did a song with him before she did.
Yeah, man, you heard it.
Yeah.
Where the fuck it go? Where the fuck it at?
It never happened.
Yeah, that's some stuff you can do.
Damn, people gotta lie and shit all the time.
The show that's fucking stupid.
Make up something like that, and then, you know, you make up lies like you're on Psychopathic Records, you know, shit like that. It just doesn't fly.
Yeah, like fucking, what the fuck's his face?
Yeah, exactly. Just like him.
As well. And then, of course, using the lie that I'm on Psychopathic to try to get chicks.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Funny, but stupid.
It's the fact that that she believes them too.
Wait. She still believes them?
I don't know. Are they still dating?
I don't know. I don't talk to the motherfucker.
You talking about the dude who's on Psychopathic, apparently?
Yeah. Didn't you know I was on there, too? No.
Do you know I was on there as well?
Now, that would definitely be hard to believe since they, you know, it seems like they only take Juggalo Not juggalos, they're Chris.
Yes. I just wonder if anybody would believe that if I put that on Facebook.
Good. Try it out. The next person you talk to.
All right, I'll try it out to the next person I talk to. That's somebody I've never talked to before, just to see if they believe it.
Kind of like how I think it was 2 days ago where I was just sitting there and I got a message from this dude. He was like, "Nice face, homie. Whoop whoop." I was like, "The fuck?"
Yeah.
I was like, I sure hope he was talking about my face paint picture that I had up here, because otherwise that'd been weird.
Yeah.
I swear, that's the only people to talk to me are weird as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
But, speaking of which, somebody came out the fucking woodworks today. And I don't know how they even got on my page. But, Havoc, do you remember Miss Kinky the Clown?
Oh my God, no. That bitch is fucking nuts.
From
that bitch is fucking nuts. That sounds like he does remember.
I don't know if we're talking about the same person. But she was back off of MySpace days and shit.
Yeah, I remember. Again, she was fucking nuts.
I don't really think she was that nuts.
Yes, she was. Man, it takes way too long to fucking reload in this goddamn game.
Bastards. I don't know, I'm just saying, man, people decide to hit you up and they're laughing and they're like, "What's up?" I was like, "What's so funny?" And they're like, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "No."
Can't really blame you for not remembering her, but I do, unfortunately.
Mainly because people come on Facebook and then they got, like, their real names and shit.
Oh, yeah. That does happen.
It's like, how the fuck am I supposed to know who you are?
Yeah, good point.
Then there's some people that just show up that, you know, you don't really want to be there. So once they reveal who they are, then you can delete them.
Yeah, good point. And that's actually played. I think of fucking MySpace that I don't really give a fuck about. Don't care to remember. If I deal with something, it's because of a bad fucking habit. Or some crap. Ono is, fuck them.
What are you talking about, man? Talk to some cool people off of MySpace.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, they got the fucking stalking moronic motherfuckers.
Oh, speaking of moron motherfuckers. how about Randy J tried adding me on Facebook again?
Why?
You tell me.
I cannot answer that, I'm sorry. I don't know how to answer that one.
I was like, why the fuck does this dude want to be my friend?
Maybe he misses you.
Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he just wants to track me.
maybe he misses talking shit to me. Maybe he wanted to come back and do it again.
So, Havoc, what the hell promotion is New Jack in?
New Jack. That's a hardcore with Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah, because apparently he just came out to the ring to Natural Born Killers by Ice Cube and Dre.
Well, yeah. That was his old shit from back in ECW. Yeah, Natural Born Killers was New Jack's theme for ECW.
And I just got a message from Rabbit Halo, like trying to say hello, I think.
Ask her if she's drunk still.
I sure hope not.
That worked. So I hope she's not drunk.
Hey, you never know.
Well, knowing her, she probably is.
I don't know. She does like to drink, though.
Yeah.
We all do, but I don't know.
Chris, do you hear what I said? Tell her to call in.
I will if she responds quick enough, because it doesn't seem like she's even read what I just posted to her on Facebook, which I don't know if she's, you know what I mean, at work, which I think she is.
At work?
Yeah, she worked at a haunted house, and she told me that she had to go to the haunted house at 9 p.m. So 6 p.m. her time.
She's actually going to work on it tonight. Wow. It's about time, Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that cheddar. Or wait, never mind. I just say get that carrot.
Are you?
Get those carrots, Rabbit. Yeah, why not?
I don't have it.
Carrot juice, maybe, whatever.
Carrot juice?
Yeah.
Man, who the hell drinks that?
I have.
Yeah. Well, we know one person who has.
I mean, for like a meal or something, man, I'll eat some carrots and shit, but I don't know about the whole carrot juice.
Actually, carrot juice actually ain't that bad.
Do you also drink V8s?
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Now, V8's definitely good.
Must be, man. A lot of people drink that shit.
Have you tried the smoothie one yet?
I don't think I've actually ever drank a V8 before.
Yeah, me either.
Never really wanted to. Actually.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. I just said I didn't want to. Don't make it difficult.
I ain't making it difficult.
What the fuck is this bitch doing? Is she like dying? She getting fingered? What the fuck she doing?
Maybe it's both. Maybe she's dying by getting fingered.
I think she's just crying. I don't know, because she was all like twitching and shit, and like, But then, like, the dude's hands weren't even like anywhere near.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This happened in a movie, if you were wondering.
I was, actually. But it's very possible someone could actually maybe die from fingering.
The hell? How would that happen?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, well, now, realistically.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's either, you know, it could be possible.
ask Havoc. He works in a hospital, even though he doesn't do any of the medical stuff.
Maybe if you're, like, fingered by Wolverine or something.
Or Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Or even Edward Scissorhands, if you want to go for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Smiley Joker, you suck dick, motherfucker. I'm trying to jump over a fucking wall and I get fucking blasted in the back.
That's what happens. You a slow nigga.
And
you
yeah,
wait.
Guess what?
You know what?
And they were fucking nigga.
No hops.
Yeah, no hops.
No hops, as in you can't jump.
I could probably hop better than Bugs Bunny.
Well, that's great, but you probably still couldn't jump that wall.
I could have, nobody they're trying to shoot me in the fucking back.
Well, of course, that's easy. You got plenty of time, but in this case, you got to hurry up.
Hell yeah. I died. By airstrike?
Man, what the hell? People can't even kill people and shit on their own.
Exactly.
I don't think that's fair. They shouldn't have that.
With airstrike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that one.
So even if you're terrible at the game, the match will last as long as it needs to until somebody dies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not calling in some fucking bombs and shit. What is that?
Yeah, they call them bombs and the fucking airstrike, helicopters.
But Chris, man, get them games ready, man. I got Santa Claus working on that PS3 coming.
Hell yeah. I have the games here, so whenever you got it and all that shit, I'll send you those games. I have them in a pile.
What games were they again? Legends of WrestleMania. You got the Def Jam icon, right?
The Saw game, which I think completely sucks. Def Jam icon. And Legends of WrestleMania.
Hell yeah. I want to play that shit, man.
Man, definitely looking forward to fucking WWE 13, though.
What are you talking about, man? It's not coming out no more. Didn't you hear?
Man, it better come out.
I'm just fucking with you.
Otherwise, my wife is paying a visit to fucking Mr. Man.
Well, once you play that game, you're probably going to complain to Vince McMahon anyway, because it's going to be all censored.
Oh, yeah. It's especially the Attitude Era.
Watered down Attitude Era, yeah.
Fuck that crap.
So is the Godfather at least come out with a hose?
Doubt it. I mean, I think what they should do is Dota own hose for Godfather.
So, I don't know, man.
Why the fuck is there a Britney Spears song on here? What the hell?
Chris, don't look at the soundboard.
I'm just going through the tracks and it's like, what the fuck?
Just don't do that. You will find some off-the-wall shit there.
Yeah, I know it's ready.
That's one way to kill somebody.
Okay,
just, just take a fucking knife and just jab her in the fucking neck and just fucking rip his fucking slice the throat out.
Okay, so while you're killing somebody, how about we go into a track?
Yeah, play that Britney Spears track.
No, we're going Bad Luck to Walk.
we back. See, Chris, if you really read the, if you really read the entire thing, it may seem pretty predictable. If you notice, it says in parentheses, Halo scene cover.
I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw Britney Spears. I was like, what the hell?
Well, you know, maybe this will teach you how to actually read.
Yes, don't make Addy come kick your ass.
Yeah, man. Speaking of which, maybe Hillsian had some fucking Halloween tracks. Let's find out.
I doubt that, man. But she does have a cover of that Taylor Swift song.
Hey, that works for me. Hey, which one?
That We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together song.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard that yet. But I'm about to get that right now.
That's, she did that like a couple weeks ago.
Hey, she's got some other tracks up on there. Sometime, Fragile, and the something.
So why don't you put that Bad Luck track on the mixtape?
Well, I asked Bad Luck if, you know, like, if he needs a track of his, he hasn't gone back to me about that yet.
I meant the one that Chris just played.
Yeah, that was definitely an old track. That was on one of the Mission Effect compilations.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bucket of Bones, I think.
I don't know. He was talking about Halloween and shit.
But, Fragile and Frail, The Frail by Halo Scene is going up on the soundboard.
And I have a question for you. Have you ever heard the song by Capital Punishment, the one that has, like, Madness, Prozac on it, and a ton of other people?
Probably not.
Type in the name to see what the hell the song's called. So they have it on here. Mr. Christian Man.
Yes, you sent me that a while back, remember?
I forgot if I did or didn't, but yeah.
Oh, they must be talking about my dad then.
What the hell?
Mister, I treat my family like shit during the week, but it's okay because I go to church on Sunday.
Hey, 9 more days, motherfucker.
To what?
My fucking fat ass is 26.
Are you telling us it's for a reason?
No.
Chris, I think he wants a surprise birthday party.
Good luck with that. Because basically in 2 weeks, I know I'm going to be in Virginia because the fact is it's my sister's wedding, so yeah.
Well, I guess that means he's back to the basement.
Yep, back to the basement.
Yeah, for one day. Whatever.
You should make a CD called that.
In the basement.
No, back to the basement.
Yeah, no.
You could just, and you could talk about how you just, you know, back to the basement to hack people up and shit. There you go, it fits you.
I am not doing that.
Why not? If I was all war core like that, I would do it.
That's not my style.
You wouldn't talk about hacking people up? Ain't that what you do now?
Well, yeah.
I can see it now. The Horror House Boys, Back to the Basement. Where D-Evil's afraid of pussy and Chris lives.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who the fuck's afraid of pussy.
Dave?
Apparently.
How old is that dude again? 15, yeah. No wonder he's saying shit like that. Yeah. But he gay as a motherfucker.
I was just curious, why the hell are you doing a track with a 15-year-old? And, you know,
So wait, hold on. What's wrong with that, man? I did a track with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, but you know, you didn't go to the 16-year-old house. Chris did.
No, but at one point, that person came to where I was recording yet to do a song.
Yeah, but still, it's not in your house.
No, it was Holly Dolly's house, actually.
that just makes it even more creepy because it's Holly Dolly's house.
Well, I'm saying this was years ago, but I'm saying I still worked with a young kid. And look, I worked with Jay Killer. He was young.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, man, just the fact that, you know, Chris actually went to D's house to record.
He had to get permission from his parents first. Like, is it all right if Chris comes over?
Mom and Dad, I'm afraid of pussy.
Oh, great. Here goes this fucking dude that you can't understand what the fuck he's saying. Great.
Oh, Chris?
No. This dude that they call Future.
Like, as in Future from, like, 8 Mile?
No. Future as in this auto-tuned out whiny rapper dude on MTV.
By the way, Chris, are you ready to see the new promo?
Yeah, sure.
What's the new promo? is that what it says?
No. Posting it up right now.
Okay, then.
I keep refreshing the soundboard, see what it is. What the fuck? I think Havoc has become the Miz number one fan.
Oh no, we don't got no Miz promo.
Yeah.
Took a turn for the worst.
Yeah, this would be the perfect time if that song was on the soundboard to start playing that.
What song is it?
Turn for the Worst. It's Ruckus and I think Cutthroat.
Well, did you see the promo that I just made?
Not yet.
It's a picture of the Undertaker and Kane. And it says,
no, it's Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm awesome.
Yeah, I don't support that promo at all.
By the way, I finally got bored of fucking playing Call of Duty.
Wow. Don't worry, it'll come back in a little bit.
5 minutes later now that you fucking said that.
So did you tell Rabbit to call in yet?
I did, but she didn't respond.
Tell her Ghetto G wants her to call in.
Before he calls her. That cane, it's definitely dope, though. If it's just like an old school Kane Undertaker.
Yeah, it says, were they just talking shit about Juggler Rider Radio?
Let's fuck them up.
Yeah. Somebody actually shared that as soon as I posted it.
Well, I asked Addie if Halo Scene has any Halloween tracks in the works. I haven't heard anything back yet.
I don't know. What type of Halloween song would they do?
I don't know. Actually, I think Toxic would actually make for a good Halloween track, I think.
Not really.
Yeah, the world is toxic and shit like that.
That was on a mixtape already, man.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, let me see what I got up on the soundboard. I don't really have the music on my computer anymore. I have to go buy the shit again.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking for?
So you're going to go buy a birthday song by Addy? $5?
All right, $2 left in my account.
Well, that's nice.
She could sing happy birthday to you.
Hey. Addy can come here and sing this thing happy birthday to me. I ain't got a problem with that.
I got no problem with her singing me happy birthday either.
Me either. Even though I don't know who the hell she is.
He's like, I'll just agree.
Let's see, I've got on the soundboard, I got the Ocean Avenue cover they did. Love Is a Lot. Love Is Just a Lie, Reckless. I think Reckless would probably be good, though.
Not quite sure what that is.
Yeah, this is Halo's theme of Reckless. We're back.
By the way, Ghetto, we already have the album cover, except it's more, it looks more like a Tom Mine cover. So I might have to fix that and just trim it down a little bit.
What?
We have the cover for Nightmare Before Halloween.
And it's a timeline cover?
Yeah, Killer Cat made it into a timeline cover.
What the fuck? Why the hell did she do that?
I said cover, and I think she thought it meant timeline cover. That's okay, I can fix it.
Nobody in their right mind would ever ask for one of those.
But hey, it's not bad though. It's actually pretty dope. I just gotta fix up the size of it and make it turn it into an album cover.
Just crop it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
I'm uploading it to LunaPic. I'm just gonna crop it that way.
Nah, dude, load it to fucking befunky.com, man. You can crop it better there, probably.
Befunky.com?
Yeah. You can, like, resize it and crop it and whatever.
They will get here. Man, I need $6 now tomorrow, so that way I get me another pack. So, having fun! Yay!
Yay!
Be funky. So, I don't know if Gil is a fan of this dude, but I ended up, let's just say I kind of ended up making uploading a track from the one and only Chris Webby.
Track is that?
Oh, I downloaded like 2 or 3 of his albums already.
Okay.
Yeah, but what track did you upload?
Who are we talking about?
Chris Webby. He's an artist from out here in Connecticut.
Chris Webby, man. He's on that Cottonmouth King remix to that boom clap.
Yep.
I don't know, his verse and that was pretty good.
Yeah, it
actually
was.
Actually, that's the only reason I like that song. Because the original one wasn't that great, but the remix with that dude in it was pretty good.
There, I fixed it myself.
Yay, Havoc did it. Woo!
And I used LunaPic for it.
Of course you did. You don't want to use my website.
Well, I tried using your website, except it didn't really want to work out that well.
I see.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Even with this site, it makes it look like a fucking timeline cover. Either way, it's dope. And I, you know what? Fuck it. I'm actually gonna use it as a fucking timeline cover for my fucking for my page.
Well, you may as well, since it's already a timeline cover.
Hell yeah. Oh,
why wouldn't you use it as one?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Man,
man. I want more pancakes.
You fucking fat ass.
Hell yeah, fat ass.
Well, that'd be better than some fucking waffles, man. I fucking hate waffles.
Oh, and we got fucking, well, we had chocolate chip pancakes and stuff. I already ended up eating them.
Jeez, fat ass. Ate them all.
Now we have the Funfetti ones left.
Man, you eat like my sister. Jeez.
Except you're fat, so she's all ill.
No, but she eats a lot. I'm not saying she's like humongous or nothing, but I'm just saying she eats a fucking lot.
Okay, that's better.
That's better.
But, cover is now part of my Facebook, so there we go.
Yay!
Even though it makes the logo for JR looks kind of shitty.
What's the logo?
The logo that was made by Zero and Jiffy. But it works because of the fact it's transparent, so like, you know, so pretty much then we could take it and we could put it like, and I should put it like on any pick we want. The Nightmare Before Halloween Part 2 mixtape. That's exactly what it says.
That's all it says? There's no picture or anything?
Oh, no. Oh, no, there's a picture. It's got Pinhead, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and Michael Myers gathered around the table playing cards.
Oh, I was about to say, wasn't that like the fucking last cover? The last cover had all them people on there.
Yeah, and then this is like a got fucking Michael Myers' knife on the table, along with like Jason Voorhees has like some decapitated head up on there. That works. By the way, I made a mistake. There's actually 23 tracks on the mixtape right now.
Well, narrow it down, motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if you gotta cut anything because it doesn't fit time-wise, then just, I guess, cut the Bellum track because you have a Madness track as the new one.
Well, there you go. Bedlam on the bonus.
We can do that.
I mean, it's an idea if it has to be cut, you know what I mean?
Well, I have no idea what's on the fucking CD, so it's up to Havoc.
And, Coxton. And Coxton will be a part of the second CD as well.
Who?
Coxton's by, Shockin' Opera.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a good track, actually, too, so.
Yes, Havoc. That's why it was on last year's.
I'm going to check with either Ladybug or fucking my boy Ricky of Property 6 and see if they have anything.
What about Hostile Figures?
Man, I haven't talked to Reject in a while.
Don't they got, like, some Dark-type shit, too?
Well, yeah, they do. I don't know if they've released anything new yet for Halloween.
Doesn't have to be new.
Oh no, I'm just saying. I want to see what they plan on doing for a track first too. But I think Deep, I could probably throw things up on that, but
Who?
Six Deep. I mean, we ain't got permission, but fuck it. Who needs permission nowadays?
It's the first of the month. Wake up.
I think a dope track that'd be perfect if, you know, we had permission for it would be Wake Up by Twisted.
Oh yeah, it's a good song. What the fuck are you calling me for?
Why is Chris calling you?
What?
you said somebody's calling you, so I just asked why is Chris calling you.
Oh man, ain't that the beginning of the damn track? Where
Minoxide's
calling or Madroid, whoever the fuck's calling who.
Yeah, like, why are you calling me so late? You know what time it is? Like,
yeah.
Do we even have that track up on here?
I don't know. Probably not.
No, I have it on my computer somewhere. Gotta find it.
I really don't think it's on there, though.
Nah, it's not. But I have it. Just gotta find it. Or even, Hashabomb would be fucking perfect for it, too.
Man, we will never get permission from Twisted, ever.
No, we won't. Boondocks, maybe, since he's no longer part of Psychopathic.
Boondocks. I don't know what that dude's doing.
Robbing people of their money.
Apparently. Wow, dude. Somebody liked the Tech N9ne thing that I posted on the Shaggy Dude O page. Jeez. That was fucking forever ago.
Now we have Twisted. Now we got Wake Up by Twisted on the soundboard. Then we'll upload it now. But, trying to see what, Secured in Hell by Six Deep would be good. Or Decimation. I don't go through the tracks with 6D. They got a few good tracks up on there. Like they got like up on the river. They got like Faceless featuring Bobby Brazen, Decimation was featuring Doc and Dallas Coyle. Fucking God forbid.
I don't know, man. I gotta say, this isn't Killer Cat's best work.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a cover, and she got it done faster than Dope King.
Well, that dude never really said he was gonna do it because he was, you know, dealing with some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So at least we had something.
Yeah, we got something. That's for sure. I don't know. It works. Whatever. How come you ain't got no, you can't download, like, covers? Because you have no option on your cover photos here to download.
I didn't think you could do that.
Well, I could just save the picture regardless, but I'm saying, you know, how usually click a picture, you know, and you click options and it says like download and shit like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that on your cover photos here.
Nah, I don't. Kind of stuck there.
Yeah, and I heard today or yesterday that LimeWire is getting sued for like $100 billion.
Who the fuck is LimeWire nowadays?
Did you just say LimeWire?
Yeah. I heard that in the news like yesterday.
Well, I didn't know LimeWire still existed.
Me either, but apparently they're getting sued for like $100 trillion. So, yeah.
Well, no shit, man. Man, fucking Havoc takes that damn promo or that logo thing and he slaps it on everything. It's kind of like Hatchet Gear.
Of course.
Hatchet Gear takes one little thing and they slap it on everything they can.
Oh, hey, it works out. I mean, we ain't got nothing to worry about with that because transparency just goes on. It goes with everything.
I guess so.
Alright, so I'm trying to decide. Should we go with Blessed with a Curse by Six Deep or Decimation?
I don't fucking know.
Well, here, you can decide. This is Decimation featuring Doc and Dallas Coyle of God Forbid. And we're back.
All right. And Ghetto Rabbit just told me to tell you to get on Facebook, even though you're on Facebook right now.
Man, I already got a message going on there. Yeah. So you don't like my pictures, Chris? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying they're funny.
But how dare you spell pictures wrong? How dare you? No.
Oh, yeah.
So, Havoc, did you enjoy our conversation that you decided to, you know, come in on?
Yeah, that was just hate you until you would see it.
So, did you watch that match? Did you see that happen?
That should be the next one, not this one.
What the fuck?
Well, there you go. You got a picture of Romney and Obama yelling at Nicki Minaj.
Oh, man. I gotta oversee this one.
So what did y'all think of that track?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was awesome.
Just like...
The Miz.
No. Just unlike The Miz.
Yeah, it was awesome unlike The Miz, yes.
I don't know, but I'm not being... Hey, you gotta admit, though, like, The Miz definitely whooped ass at fucking... At the last interview of Night of Champions, though. I mean, come on. He was blindfolded, yet he still kept retaining the title.
I like that thing, man. That was dope as fuck.
See that? Coming together to go against Nicki Minaj.
Exactly.
Only thing she got going on is a big fat ass.
Yeah.
I guess playing out Spaz is actually online on Facebook, but she won't fucking... Not Facebook, PlayStation. Yeah, you know, she chooses not to say shit. I said... Our friend Spaz is online.
What, does she want a cookie?
Probably not. I do.
Of course you do.
I'll take a fucking cookie.
Can I go get one?
Shit, man, bring me the fucking mix, though. Fucking make my own.
No.
Hey, Lion Rage, your voice sucks, fool. Ah, oh, crap, he's on my team, too.
No.
Because I can't kill him.
Well, you can.
Well, I could if you were playing fucking hardcore team deathmatch.
Well, then why the fuck are you playing that?
Because I'm having fun with it, just playing over the deathmatch.
There you go. So who's your favorite wrestler? The one man band, baby.
Yep, chim, nigga. Hey, Lion Rage, guess what? I get to meet your ass. What?
Why are you meeting his ass?
No, I'm muting.
No, you're meeting his ass. That's what you just said.
No,
yeah.
No.
Have you found the closet on JR? What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I think it's funny how I guess you change up my fucking clan tag as much as I want up on here. So I can go from JRB, JRR, fucking Goku.
Chicken wings and watermelons?
Well, no, that won't fit. Now, if Juggalo could fit, I'd definitely put that. Hey, KKK, you suck.
Just like Hop.
Well, yeah. Well, duh, Hopson sucks no matter what.
Yes.
By the way, Ghetto, I already told Chris that if he ever decides to upload a faggot ass fucking Joker track to the soundboard, he will lose all rights to the soundboard and co-hosting.
Sounds fair.
Well, duh, I know that. I was saying that sarcastically because you said if you ever fuck up again, like you said that to me, and I was like for example, like did this.
You technically did fuck up already a little bit by throwing a low key featuring the Joker on the soundboard.
I never put that song on the soundboard, though.
No, but you were thinking about it.
That was a long time ago, though.
Somebody actually put the fucking clan tag as Door in their fucking name. And apparently now I get to kill somebody with the name God of Cheese.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, he's not on my team, which means I could kill him. However, fucking Lion Rage is still on my team, which means I can't kill his ass just for having a stupid name. But, oh, yeah, by the way, Stitchmouth got back to me. He's still trying to think of a track that we could use for the mixtape. Shit. I fucking told him just let's throw a fucking old track up on there and we're all set.
What the hell is this damn picture? It says damn it, and there's a sign that says feed him Miz, and then they got somebody captured the image from whenever that dude ran into the match.
That's the only reason I saw Raw on the DVR right now is to see that guy who got tackled by the referee.
Didn't really get attacked by the referee.
Tackled.
Oh, tackled. Well,
yeah,
they had to stop him. This wasn't a triple threat match.
I didn't see the referee ever do anything physical.
You were doing physical things with the referee?
No, I said I didn't think the referee would ever do anything physical in the ring. That's why it was funny.
Oh, so you don't do anything physical in the ring, just with the referee outside the ring.
Nothing physical. So you're like So you're like Heath Slater.
I do lose every match, yes. And talk shit. Exactly.
I think they should make The Miz versus Heath Slater and let The Miz whoop the shit out of fucking Heath Slater.
I'm from the media.
And on that note, what's that? Do you want to hang up? No.
I think we all want to hang up because of that note.
I'm going to say it. I mean, you know, I think The Miz can definitely beat Heath Slater.
I think The Miz couldn't beat himself out of a fucking paper bag.
I was about to say that same reference.
Well, one way to find out.
We're going to put him in a paper bag?
Yes.
Put him in a body bag?
Well, that could work out, too.
Yeah.
I killed that nigga. He's dead.
So, did you hear why the show ended early yesterday, Ghetto?
It ended early?
Well, yeah, why he hung up right after the show ended? Did you hear what happened?
Why is that? What happened?
Having broke the phone, and the battery's still out of it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I was just busting up laughing after I saw that on Facebook. I just started busting up laughing. I was like,
I
have to find a way to hang up. To go fast.
Damn phones.
Yeah.
I thought you said he got sick of Call of Duty. What the fuck?
I don't know. I said I got bored for a while.
Yeah, I'll get bored of it again.
Hey, Corpse, I shot your ass, nigga. Motherfuckers shooting from beyond, what the hell? I mean, they really want to see somebody from beyond, they go ahead and shoot first. I mean, then again, Chris is buying his sleep, so I'm sure he enjoys it.